You're listening to the RightStream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe. I am Lisa Tarvis, and this is a show on the RightStream Radio Network, which you might or might not already know. Anyway, I've been tweeting about this show a lot this week because Jennifer Hicks is back with us, and you all loved her last time she was on. So I'm going to try and, guilt her, make her sad. Like, I don't know. I'm going to try and beg, plead, hands and knees maybe. Send her gifts. I don't know, whatever I've got to do to get her to come on as often as possible because she's definitely a favorite. And we are trying to stick with some of our favorites for readings now. We're trying not to go to the people we don't know really well because we've had, you know, a bad experience. Just one, but it was enough. Anyway, so Just Believe kicks off the week on the RightStream Network's lineup. We follow this tomorrow. We have Military Monday with John D. Gresham at 1 p.m. Tuesday, RightStream Tuesday with Derry Ann, also at 1 p.m. Wednesdays is now open. We were going to have SEO strategies with Snapperhead. That's been planned. At this point, we're thinking it may not work out. So we're going to be leaving that for a possibility later, but at this point, Wednesdays is open. So now we're looking for to fill two spots, which is really cool for anybody who's trying to get on the radio. Contact Derry or I about that. We have Wednesday and Saturdays open. Then we have Thursdays. We have Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss with myself and Derry Ann. We host a show. This is a women's topic show. It's on at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Fridays, of course, is the Speculative Fiction Cantina with S. Evan Townsend. And he is on at 6 p.m. Eastern time. All the times I gave you are Eastern. I might have said that. I might not have. I'm not sure. So anyway, that's the lineup right now. And again, we've got five spots filled, and we're looking to fill two more. And if you go to rightstreamradio.com, you will see that there's a contact page. And on that contact page, you can fill out your information, say what you're interested in, whether you're interested in being a guest on one of our shows or you're interested in hosting your own show. Send us an email, and all you got to do is fill out that form, and then Derry and I will both get it, and we'll be sure to get back to you, regardless whether you're looking to be a guest on the show or you're looking to be a host. So, okay, all that said, also want to say I've gotten a lot of emails and a lot of people asking for an update on my dad. My dad, who is currently in hospice care at home, pancreatic cancer, he is still hanging in there. Obviously, there's no great outcome here. It's a terminal illness for unfortunately his disease, but he is still hanging in there. And I want to just thank everybody. It's amazing how much people care and listen and then comment and send well wishes and everything to me and my dad, and I appreciate that. He's being well taken care of by his wife and the hospice team, which, by the way, that's a show that I've got to talk about a whole nother time. Wow, what a job that has to be. I can't even imagine, but a great group of people, and I just wanted to let everybody know he is still hanging in there, and his birthday, a lot of people are asking me because Christmas Day is also my dad's birthday. So if he survives till Christmas, he'll be 80 years old on Christmas Day, which is kind of a big thing, you know, but not to him, I don't think right now. But I just wanted to let everybody know that he is still hanging in there. And I really appreciate all the emails and the tweets and the Facebook messages and everything from my friends and my followers and everyone that's listening. So you can find out more about me not my dad, but more about me at lisatarvis.com. You guys, tonight we're doing live psychic readings. Anybody who's listening who wants a reading, call 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. You can call that number and just listen, or you can call that number and press 1 and you'll be in the queue. Daria Ann, the beautiful founder of the Right Stream Network, is handling all the phone calls tonight. She's the one screening all the calls. So you'll talk to her and we'll get as many people on as we can. I am from Philadelphia area. Daria is from the Philadelphia area, although she lives in Florida right now. She is from this area, and the Eagles are playing at 8:30, and so we got to be done. We've got an hour show tonight, and that's all we've got to do, so I'm not going to take up a lot of time talking, but I just wanted to get a couple of things in there, so we're going to try and really get the show wrapped up by 8-ish tonight. So I'm trying to open the chat. The chat is open. Daria opened it, thank goodness, because, you know, I'm just seeing the chat room now. I love the chat room. It's so much fun. You can also go into the chat room, and we're all in there talking too. Daria usually remembers to open it up before I do, obviously. Thank God. Anyway, you can find out more about our network, which is Right Stream Radio. You can find out more about our hosts by going to rightstreamradio.com. You can find out more about me at lisatarvis.com. TARVES.com. And you can also find out more about Daria, Darian Giovanni. Actually, I think it's just Daria D. Giovanni. DariaDGiovanni.com. And so you can find, but if you go to rightstreamradio.com, you're going to find all of that. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, you know, check us out because we're awesome. Anyway, so tonight we have, like I said, Jennifer Hicks returning, thank goodness, for another episode of Just Believe. Anyway, Jennifer Hicks is a psychic and medium who got her start working with law enforcement agencies. Her psychic skills began at age 16, but she kept her ability a secret from everyone. Family, friends, boyfriends, and eventually bosses and coworkers. She obtained a degree in biology. And my computer is totally slowing down here, so I'm really hoping it starts to move up. Anyway, she obtained a degree in biology from Rutgers University and worked in scientific fields for years, selling scientific equipment to laboratories and then suiting up in hazmat gear. Ooh, those groovy white tie thick moon suits, that's funny. Those groovy white Tyvek moon suits in the environmental industry. Around age 40, she began to hear the people and spirit more powerfully. All right, so now I'm having trouble with my computer. I'm sorry, everyone. My computer has been running super, super hard. For some reason, it's like, ugh, I don't know what it is. It's having a problem listening to me today, kind of like my kids. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, as soon as it starts working, I'll finish her bio, or I may just, like, skip it, because this is ridiculous. Hold on. Anyway, I'll finish her bio in a little bit. Remember, I'm going to start with around age 40. That's going to be where we start as soon as my computer starts working. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to push some buttons and get her on the line. We have a lot of people holding, and we'll get to as many people as we can, I promise. But first, I want to welcome Jennifer. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, Lisa. It's great to be on again.
Hey, Lisa. Great to be on again. Thank you so much.
Well, you were definitely a fan favorite. You were one of our listeners' favorites, and I think that's why we have so many people already holding to talk to you. But I just, I really appreciate it because, you know what, we have found, and Daria and I have had long conversations about this, that, you know, we really do have our favorites. You know, and why, you know, and obviously our listeners have their favorites, so why would we mess with that and try and get new people on? So we're really trying to stick to, you know, a dozen or so people that maybe can come on once every 3 months and do some readings for everyone. Yeah, I would love that because honestly, you're just like, everybody loves you. Daria's been talking about you nonstop, I swear. No offense, Daria.
Oh,
I think she has a little
so
crush.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she actually has, she's actually been really, she's like, remember Jennifer Hicks? And I'm like, yeah, she's, I loved her.
I'm getting an echo. Are you getting an echo of my voice? I'm hearing an echo.
I do not hear an echo. Did you hear it with when Daria was on with
you? Yeah. And we didn't know if it was her phone or this one. I'm on a landline.
If you're still getting it, actually, Daria's saying she still hears the echo too. You're not calling from Skype or anything?
No, I'm calling directly from a landline. Maybe I should have Skyped in.
I don't know. That's weird.
Wait a minute.
Usually you're
Hold on a second. I don't hear the echo anymore. I think we're good.
Okay, yeah. Daria just said it sounds better, too. That
it's
gone.
Yeah,
isn't
just
that
disappeared.
Weird?
Okay, well, I hear a little bit of it, but at least I think we're good to go. Let's see if we can filter our way through this, and if the echo is really out of control, I could always Skype my way back in, but I think we're okay.
All right, well, let's hope so, because that is really annoying. There's nothing worse than an echo. I swear.
There are things worse than an echo. That's when I can think of a lot of things. How about the call gets dropped and your guest disappears, which happens from time to time. But hopefully
that has happened
to
me, and I know you as well. Yeah, Jennifer is also a host on. You're on Blog Talk, right?
Well, I was up until recently. I'm taking a hiatus from radio. I did a show on Blog Talk for Golly for about 4 years on Tuesday nights, but I'm just getting so busy with readings and private events that I could not do justice to the show as well. So at this point, I'm going to be a guest on shows like yours, which I love doing. And I may go back to Blog Talk, but for now, I had to take a break from it because I just don't have the time to host a show.
Yeah, that is. It's actually, and I don't know that everybody necessarily knows this, but it is it's you put in a lot of time. It's
you
not
certainly
just the show.
Do.
You know, the show part is the show part's easy and it's fun, but there's a whole lot before and after that the show comes on and the show ends that everyone has to do. So it does. But most of us aren't making any money doing the radio shows. We're doing it because we're trying to help a lot of people. We're trying to help as many people as we can, and that's really important. Everyone, you can find more information out about Jennifer at Jennifer Hicks JenniferHicksMedium.com. Her last name is Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, Medium.com. So you can find out all the information and book a one-on-one with her. Tonight we have to remember that we're taking short readings. You need to have a question prepared, what your question is about. The question prepared, what the question is about. Okay, what I mean is you need to have a specific question. Please be as specific as possible, because the more specific you are, listeners, the faster Jennifer can tune in and get your information, and that way we can get to so many other people. If everybody takes, you know, and no follow-up questions, I know you want them, but if you have follow-up questions for her, go to her website, book an appointment with her. You can book readings with her there. Absolutely do that, because that's what, you know, this is for short, quick stuff. If the whole idea here is to really get you to get a quick answer to what you want, and then if you need more in-depth information, check her out, because she's really, really good and blown people's minds, actually, which is why absolutely kind of begged for her to come back, although she didn't fight back hard at all. She was really you are willing to come back, so we appreciate that a lot. Anyway, we're going to take our first call if you're ready, and I'm going to see. Hold on. I can't scroll this page down. I can't.
Get to your switchboard?
No, I can get to the switchboard. I can't get to your. I wanted to finish your.
At age 40, and I'm about 120 now.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, I can tell you what. If you want me to just fill it in, at age 40.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, at age 40, after having had psychic experiences since age 16 and keeping my mouth shut about them, I started having a lot of mediumistic experiences at around age 40. I really started to see the dead people in droves. And what's really crazy, Lisa, and we talked about this on the last show, is for some reason I started picking up information on criminals, fugitives, where they were located, what their aliases were, things like that. And, you know, I had no idea why this was happening to me. I really thought that I was having a nervous breakdown. But I eventually went to the FBI because I was picking up information about some of the guys on the 10 most wanted list. And it turns out that I was accurate. And that was back, back in 2000, I think. And that's how I started working as a psychic, really. I started doing law enforcement work first before I even started doing work with the general public. So I still do both, and I do a lot of work now with families of murder victims or missing children or, you know, people who've got a lot of questions about a loved one who may have died and they died under some mysterious circumstances. I do still get involved with that.
And I know I told you on the last show, the last time you were on, but I have to say I have so much respect for that work that you've done and are still doing. It is probably, I think, in my opinion, the biggest gift that you can give to the world as a psychic is to be able to help find lost loved ones, to be able to give closure, whether the person is still alive or not alive, to families.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to solve crimes, if I wish, and have prayed many times for an ability like that, and
be careful
I think
what you ask for.
Exactly, and you know what?
Be
that's
careful
exactly
what you ask for, Lisa.
Exactly,
Lisa.
Because you know what? I think you're probably seeing things that are, you know, and that's maybe it. Maybe I couldn't handle it. I mean, I can't watch the news without having an anxiety attack.
Yeah, it takes you to a pretty dark place. It really does.
Yeah.
I've seen some really horrendous things. And like the TV show Medium, I dream a lot of it. So, you know, you just go to bed, you think, oh, I'm just going to get up tomorrow morning and go through my day, and you're sound asleep, and 3 a.m, you start having dreams about how somebody was murdered, and you see it in vivid detail, and you see somebody being stabbed or raped, and then you see the person doing it. So, yeah, it can be a little crazy.
And that's exactly it. And you know what? I think God gives these gifts to people who can handle them. And I think that you are one of them. And I have to say the world has to be very grateful for people like you. And I know for a fact that the FBI and many police agencies around our country, at least, are very grateful. It's not like they're, you know, turning up their nose to psychics. If they're working with a good psychic, they are using psychic. Absolutely.
Yeah, when I did it, I didn't get paid. I volunteered my services. So it's not like I was on the FBI's payroll. But no, they did call me up, and they did ask my opinion. I know when that Washington sniper case came about, they called me up and said, what are you getting? So, if you are reputable, they will contact you. And it is gratifying, Lisa, because there was a young woman who was brutally murdered, and this story made big headlines in the United States. I'm not going to mention who it was. And shortly after this young woman had been murdered, she was about 30, her family contacted me, and they wanted to know who had murdered her. And at the time, I had not heard of the case. I didn't know that it had made nationwide headlines because I try to avoid the news for that reason, that I pick up on everything. I hadn't even heard of this case because I don't watch TV, I don't read newspapers, I try to avoid this. So in any event, I told this the family, you know, who I thought the murderer was. It turns out the person who I thought it was the person. This person is now in jail. But, you know, it's just amazing. This family had been through so much. They lost this loved one, this 30-year-old woman who was heinously killed. And at the end of the reading for her sister said to me, Jennifer, you haven't made my day. She said, you've made my life. And I said, oh, I'm getting goosebumps, Lisa, right now just thinking about it. She lost her sister and was, you know, dealing with the grief just 3 months after, but she was just so happy to be able to reach her in spirit and just to get some kind of connection there. So, yeah, it really is, it's very gratifying work, I have to say that.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, I like I said, I can't imagine because it's not, you know, a gift I have. But I really believe that even though it's gratifying, it also comes with its own negative side, you know, and maybe it's only meant for certain people who are strong enough, really, to be able to handle it and deal with that. I mean, I always thought about that watching Medium, and Medium was based on a real person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you have to think about what she was going through. And Ghost Whisperer is another one I used to watch all the time. You know, I mean, these are in some cases a real psychic's life. And I don't know that I could handle that sort of situation. You know, I don't know. I've never had to. I've only had good
I've only had positive. I've never had, I mean, I've seen some bad stuff, but it's been when somebody asked me to help them get an answer, I don't just see it. You know what I mean? Like, for me, a client comes in, they're like, you know, I'm trying to figure out how this person died, and then I can see it because I'm connecting to that. It's not like watching the news. I could do that. I don't know that I could handle it, and but I know that so many people respect what you do and your ability to do what you do, and we have to be, like I said, all very thankful for you and people like you that have the ability to do this.
Well, you know, my blood pressure is 80 over 60.
Oh, Jesus. You're barely alive.
I know. The doctors say it's a terrible problem. It's a terrible affliction. I'm going to live forever. Yeah, no, seriously, my blood pressure is about 80 over 60, and I've got a really low pulse. So I don't know. I think maybe that's why this is happening to me, because I get upset very easily. If I had high blood pressure, I probably would have stroked out by now.
Yeah, I have the high blood pressure, so I've got the opposite.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, maybe it has something to do with that. We should write a book about that.
Mm.
Do some research at least. And
there
then,
you go.
All right, let's get to some of our callers who are waiting patiently on the phone for over half an hour, some of them. Let's go to Kimberly in Georgia. Kimberly, hi, how are you? Kimberly?
Hello?
Hi, it's Lisa. You're talking
hi,
to Lisa.
How are you?
Jennifer Hicks, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
did you have a question?
Yeah, my question is, I don't know if it's the holidays, but I'm really getting a little, I'm frustrated with what I'm doing as a career, and I need some motivation on what to do to make it better next year.
Okay. Kimberly, when I focus on your situation, your career, I feel like you've gone as far as you can go with whatever it is that you're doing for a living. Like the position that you have, I don't feel like you can go any further at the company where you are or with the job description. Does this make sense to you? Just yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting this dead-end feeling. It's not like there are positions above you that you can get easily. I just feel like if you stay where you are, it's just going to be the same old, same old. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I'm frustrated at my job, but they can get a promotion if they wanted to go after it. But I just feel like with you, there's just no place up, which means no more money. You know, you can't get a pay increase where you are.
Right.
I feel, Kimberly, that you've been thinking about doing something totally different from whatever it is that you're doing now. And I also feel that there's something that you've been thinking about that requires some kind of classes. It's just yes or no. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel, Kimberly, that you can take these classes at night or on the weekends. I don't think that you have to give up the day job to take these classes. Am I correct about this?
This is correct.
Okay. My advice to you would be, if you want to get the new year off on a good start, sign up for these classes. And for some reason, you think that you can't do it. There's like this feeling of, oh, I'm not sure whether I can cut it in this new field. Even if I take these classes, I'm afraid I won't be able to do it. It almost feels like there's this learning curve, and you're afraid that you're not going to be up to snuff, and you are, without a doubt. By the way, does the name Carl or Charles mean anything to you?
Yes, it's the middle name of my father.
It's your father's middle name. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Carl or Charles is his middle name? All righty. I'm hearing something about your dad then. Let's just see what they have to say.
Okay.
Okay. Your father, was there ever an issue with his brain? Or an illness that was like from the neck up, like senility or Alzheimer's or a stroke?
No.
Okay. I don't know why. Or was there somebody above him on the family tree? Was this his dad? Is there somebody on your father's side associated with your father who had some kind of problem? It feels like a male energy.
It could have been my grandfather.
His
I
father?
I don't know how he died, but my grandmother had Alzheimer's. His mother had Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like this is somebody from Dad's side of the family, but they're just saying patience, Kimberly, patience. Like, start taking these classes. I don't feel like you have to take them forever. Can't you be done by the summer, like August?
Yep, this particular program is 3 semesters.
Okay, but they're telling, you know, here's the vibe. I'm getting the feeling like by August there's job changes with you. So even if it's 3 semesters, and obviously if you start, well, if you started now, January 1st, you probably do the spring semester, and then if you did the summer semester, by late August you'd have 1 semester to go. But still, for some reason, I feel like there's forward movement with your job or career, I should say, in late August. So I feel if you start taking these classes, Kimberly, by late August, you may hear about a job opening in this field. And even though you're not done with the, you know, the third semester, you could still possibly move on, which really doesn't make sense in a way, but that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
By the way, is this a creative thing?
It's more of a life coach.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like there's a lot of creativity involved with whatever it is that you're going after. So good luck, Kimberly, but I think if you take these classes, just go for it. And you know what? I feel like you end up getting, believe it or not, some kind of corporate gig, like working at a corporation helping their employees with life planning or like motivational speaking or something like this. So I think you've got the goods, my dear. Go after it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Have a great holiday and a great 2015.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck, Kimberly. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye.
Bye-bye. Very cool. Okay, so moving on to Melvin from Georgia. Melvin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much for taking my
call. Absolutely. Sure. Did you have a question for Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I'd just like to ask about my struggles with finances. I'm in need for some my finances. So be able to pay my rent by tomorrow. And it's a long story, but I just want to know, like, do y'all see anything coming up for me between now and tomorrow as far as my finances? Short $200 I need to get.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's just see.
Just going through a lot right now.
Well, Melvin, you know, as soon as I start focusing on you, and I know you're from Georgia, and so this may just sound kind of obvious, but I'm seeing Martin Luther King. And, of course, there's a strong Georgia connection with him. Why am I seeing Martin Luther King, though? Do you live near where he used to live, or the museum down there dedicated to him? Or is there any kind of Martin Luther King connection to you? Or do you live on Martin Luther King Boulevard? What's the Martin Luther King connection that I'm getting here? Or is your birthday around them, or is January 20th a significant date? Because that energy comes in immediately.
No. I'm about 3.5 hours from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right.
Where his gravesite is.
No, that can't be it then. All right, because sometimes when I see a famous figure like this, it could also mean a date. Like I will see like Abraham Lincoln to get me to the middle of February, or I will see, like John F. Kennedy being assassinated, and that brings me to the last week of November because that's when he was killed. So, Melvin, what I may be getting here with the Martin Luther King reference is a mid-January reference. Of course, that's a month from now, okay? So January 15th, January 20th. That time period may be significant with this problem that you're having. So let me just focus on this $200. Okay, as soon as I focus on this, I'm picking up a male energy, like a male who may be able to help you with this. And I hear the word brother. Now, sometimes I hear the word brother, and what it really means is very close friend. Okay?
Okay.
I feel that if you ask this particular guy for help, he may be able to give you most of it, like $150 maybe. Hopefully, you know, he could give you all of it, but I feel like he can give you a good part of it. Let's just see if I can find out who he is. Is there a male around you, Melvin, who does anything with transportation or trucking, like he drives a truck or he drives a limo or he works in a car dealership? There's something about this guy being involved in transportation.
No, ma'am.
Nobody's, no friends that you can think of?
Let's see. Not
drive
right
the
now.
Truck? Okay. When we get off the phone, think about this, because I feel like this is a male who's in, I feel like he drives a lot. It's almost as if he drives for a living, or he works, or maybe he's a mechanic. But I feel like he can help you. I feel that the landlord is getting tired, though, okay? Because I don't feel like this is the first time you've been late. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. Uh-huh.
Is January 20th like the deadline? Is that the end of your lease? Or if you don't get the money by Martin Luther King Day, is there going to be a bigger problem, like being evicted?
No, I'm not in that stage right now. But on the 15th, which is tomorrow, they normally turn it over to court. And
okay.
Then they give me 10 days to pay it in court.
Okay.
If it's not paid in 10 days, then I have a 7-day notice to be evicted.
Okay. Because I feel that January 20th is going to be a significant time with this. So try to find this person. Let me just see. Also, if I can get more on him, I'm getting like an F sound, like Fred or Frank or Franklin or Phil or a last name that has that kind of F or PH sound. Also, is there a female who could help you? And she's got this beautiful singing voice. She may even work as a singer. Or maybe she's in a chorus. I hear, like, she's got an amazing voice. It's like I'm seeing Billie Holiday and hearing her sing.
I don't know. No.
Think about it after we get off the phone. I think that you can pull this together. I think that you're going to have to make some phone calls. This may be a situation where you get $50 from one person, $50 from another. But, Melvin, I do think that you get the money. But it's important that you do, because by January 20th, there could be some issues with this. I just want to warn you about that, okay?
Okay. I was thinking about getting up early in the morning, going to different churches, and trying to get it up. Do you see that being the
Well, that's a possibility, because you know what? When I see this beautiful woman singing, I'm getting like a gospel or a chorus kind of vibe. So, yes, you may want to try that. And, you know, the man who I'm seeing who does the driving of the cars or the trucks, he could be at a church. He could, you know, this could be – the funny thing is, oh, you know what? He came through as a brother. Maybe that's why I was hearing the word brother. That may mean priest. Like a, you know, I was raised as a Catholic, so to me, you know, I thought when they said brother, it meant like a literal brother, but this may mean like a minister. Down south, it would be a minister, not a brother like we have in Catholic land up here.
I would ask,
but I wouldn't be surprised if the person who helps you, I think you've got two people who would be willing to help you. One may be a female with a choral or, you know, a singing kind of vibe, and a guy who does something with vehicles. So good luck to you, Melvin, and let us know how it works out, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
It may be my pastor.
Yeah, go for it. That's what, you know, hey, listen, this is what, you know, this is what it's all about. I mean, These churches, they collect money for not only for maintaining the church and the things that the churches do, but also to help the parishioners, to help the people who go there. You know, you're not asking for $20,000 to buy, you know, a souped up car. You're asking for $200 for tomorrow's rent. So I'd say, you know, that's something where a church person should be able to help you, and you can try to pay them back at some other point in time.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Melvin.
I think that's a great idea, Melvin. I would definitely go to your church. I mean, this is like Jennifer said, such a reasonable request. And you know, if your church is a service church and you know they're into, you know, that sort of thing, I bet you they can help you.
Yeah, because they helped me back in June. When my son got shot, they helped me because I had to stay out so many days for that. And they helped me with like $500 and some. The same preacher.
Yeah.
My pastor.
They very well could be able to help you again. So why don't you go to them and see what you can do? I think that's a great idea.
Okay, I will.
Good luck, Melvin. Good luck.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, moving on. Let's go. Okay, so does anybody else have those plug-in Bath and Body Works thingies? You know, you plug them into the wall and they make your whole house smell good. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody? I don't know.
I got them.
You have them. Okay, so right now I bought all Christmassy ones. So I've got cinnamon and I've got gingerbread and I've got cloves and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. One spilled in my bathroom right before the show started because I laid it down to plug my curlers in before I went out earlier today. And I didn't think, oh, crap, I'm laying this down and that's not going to work. I laid it on the counter, and so I come home, and I'm like, oh, crap. So I'm having to clean it up with paper towels. My hands smell like cinnamon so bad I want to cry. Seriously, I'm giving my hands are giving me a headache, my own hands. I'm like, well, I don't even know how to get this off. Those things are so potent. I love them.
Take a bath, maybe. Maybe take a long bath and soak it out.
Like with some lavender or something, to counteract cinnamon. My house smells completely like Christmas, but my
so
hands
do you.
Smell like I've been, I don't, yeah, exactly. I got, my hands smell like I'm like, you know, I've been playing in a ball of fireballs or something, like a whole bowl I've been like playing with, I don't know, fireballs, cinnamon fireballs. I love those. Anyway, let's move on to Rose from New Jersey. Hey, Rose, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm presently working on a temporary job, and it's not supposed to end. It's not supposed to last that long.
Okay.
I want to know what you see for my future with regards to work and career.
Okay. Is this job supposed to last into February?
No, not even.
You don't think it's going to be that long? Okay. Because the thing is, I see you working into February. So even if this job ends soon, I feel like another one comes right behind it. But that one may end in February. Okay. So I feel that you've at least got decent employment through then. I'm being pulled to the first part of February, like Groundhog Day. What is that, February 2nd? The third, something like that. I feel like that is a significant time, Rose, for you to find more steady work. Okay, there may be a job interview that you get, or you send in a resume right around that time, and something positive happens. So pay close attention to that. And now I'm being taken into April. So my guess is that you make the initial contact with these folks, the people who may hire you for good, in early February and then maybe in early April. You actually have a solid position. I don't feel like you're temping after that.
Okay.
So April seems to be a very positive, significant time.
For permanent work.
Yeah. And I almost feel, Rose, that the place that offers you a job or you start talking to them in February, you may know these people already. Or
that's what I was going to ask you, because I've been temping at this company on and off for a few years. They like me, but I don't know. They haven't hired me. And I'm wondering if the job that I'm at now, if it's going to last till February.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe they'll offer me something.
Because I feel like the people who make you this offer, you've known them from the past. So this could have been somebody you temped for before.
Or I'm at now. Perhaps.
Or it could be them, and then they offer you a full-time position, because that does happen. You know, they check people out, and they see whether they like them or not and how good you are before they offer you the full-time job. So I feel that there's something solid, full-time coming your way. The early part of next year, but don't stop sending out the resumes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Rose, thanks for calling.
All right.
Have
bye.
A nice holiday.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's so weird that it's so close to Christmas, and I'm reminded of it so much because I smell like Christmas right now, I think, partially.
You may
but
be smelling like Christmas until Christmas.
Yeah, I may. I mean, I'll get that out of my hands until then. But Daria's just in the chat room. She's like, try lemons. I'm like, such a good idea. Lemons work great to take smells out, you know. At least it works for onions. Maybe it'll work for this, whatever this is. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, moving right along with getting over my problems. I'm giving myself a migraine, but, you know, other than that, it's all good. Anyway, we're going to move on to Lori in California. Hey, Lori, how are you on the West Coast? How's the weather?
It's chilly. It feels like holiday weather.
Oh, what's your idea of chilly? Make me sick.
Well, it's 45.
Oh, that is chilly. Okay.
Where are you in California?
Excuse me?
Where are you in California?
Southern California.
Whoa, and it's... Well, you guys have had all that rain.
Yeah, that's why. It's a little damp. Well, it's getting dark, too. Once that sun goes down, it was warmer, though. It was like in the 60s today.
Oh, so it's only... Oh, it's 45 now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be happy with 60s. I would take it. I'm in Brooklyn.
I'm from Pennsylvania, so I know.
There you go. Me too. It's really, really cold here. Actually, it's not that bad today. It's like in the 40s here, too. Well, it was. I don't know what it is right now, but yeah. It's not horrible here either, so. Anyway, I'm not talking about the weather. Lori, did you have a question?
It's cold there.
I'm sure you didn't call to talk about the weather. So did you have a call? Did you have a question for Jennifer
please.
Tonight?
Love life.
Love life. Okay. Just bear with me, Lori. I just want to see where we're going here. Ooh, my, my, my. Okay. Lori, you sound like you're very calm, but I see, like, I'm getting this mental picture of you just really ripping your hair out, okay? Has there just recently been a breakup or a big fight with somebody?
No.
Or was the last relationship you were involved with, just were you very frustrated?
Well, I got hurt.
Okay, because here's what I'm psychically seeing. I'm seeing, like... I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm just laughing because I'm seeing the scene of you just pitching a fit and, like, throwing something against the wall, and I'm angry, and I'm fed up, and I'm frustrated. So I'm just getting this feeling of the last relationship that you were in ending with a lot of upset. And so you're saying that you got hurt. So maybe you weren't throwing glasses against the wall a la Scarlett O'Hara, but I'm just getting this feeling of something ending and it not being happy for you. Okay.
It kind of just dissolved.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, Lori, I get the feeling, like, this person you were involved with, they really were not, I don't feel like you got a good answer from this person or a good reason as for why things didn't work out. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't feel like...
It wasn't no closure to it.
Yeah,
that
I don't feel
like... I think I deserve better than that.
Well, you do.
You know?
That's the whole point. That's what I'm hearing from the other side. You do deserve better, and I just feel like that person did not give you a good reason as to why things didn't work out. I don't know if you're ever going to find out. Okay, actually, although, wait a minute. I'm hearing that this person may come crawling back, but this is not a good idea for you to get back with them. Okay, so don't sit around and wait for this guy to come back. Let's just see what's new, because... you don't need to stick around waiting for this one to come crawling back. I have to be honest. I don't feel that there's going to be a lot of action in the love department for the next couple of months. I'd love to tell you that you're going to meet somebody fabulous this weekend, but I don't think it's going to happen. But it's not that far away either, okay? We're going
kind
into
of somebody I like in the back of my mind.
Okay, well, here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing something about the month of March, okay, or late February. So if you have somebody in the back of your mind, it may take a while for things to kind of percolate and reach that point where you're actually seeing each other. Is there a man who died of a heart attack or a stroke, like a grandpa?
Well, yeah, my grandfather and my dad.
Yeah, because there's a man here... who's telling me that he died suddenly of a heart attack or a stroke, and he's showing me a garden, like a vegetable garden. Did either your dad or your grandpa garden at all?
Well, we're farmers.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains that. Okay. All righty.
And I was working in the garden at school as well.
Oh, okay.
But it was plants.
Because the man is standing in the garden. I'm seeing tomato plants. That's what he's showing me. He's saying, look at these tomato plants. I feel like this is Grandpa. All right. But he seems to be in charge of helping find somebody new for you. Oh, my goodness. And here he comes. And, man, is he good looking. I'm seeing, I mean, this may sound corny, tall, dark, and handsome. Here he comes, Lori. Nice, thick, dark hair. Hope you like guys with dark hair because that's what's coming. And I'm hearing that this man who's coming in may be of a different background than you. Like, he may not be American. He could be British, or he could be from, Ecuador or something. I'm just getting this feeling of maybe coming from another country or another culture. But he seems smart, and he seems like he has really good manners, polished, and polished in a way that a lot of American men are not, to be quite frank. So, yeah, I think that you've got somebody new coming in. Now, the person that you kind of got your eye on, let me just see what's the scoop with him. Oh, God, somebody's not going away. There's somebody else coming through from the other side. This feels like somebody younger. This wasn't your dad or your grandpa. Is there somebody who died in a car accident, Lori?
Well, my cousin passed away and then accidentally.
Was it a car accident or an accidental death?
Accidental death.
Was this a male?
Yeah.
Okay, the male, it's a male energy, and he's saying, he was showing me a car, though. That's why I was asking about the car accident. Your male cousin who died accidentally or in an accidental way, was he into cars?
He may have died laying down by two cars in his driveway. I'm not sure.
He's standing next to a car, all right? So he started coming in when I first got on the phone with you, and then I pushed him away because then your grandpa showed up. But, okay, let's just see what your cousin has to say. Who's the math whiz? Who's great with numbers?
If that's him and he's talking to me, he came to visit me and we drank all night and I had to go take a math test and I was worried about it.
Okay.
And I went to school and I got a 99 on it and he used to rave about it.
All right. This is what this makes sense now. Okay, because he's saying something about, he just said to me, like, oh, ask her who the math whiz is. And he refers to you. So you spent the whole night drinking, and then you took a math test?
Yes.
And got a 99 on it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is that cousin, okay? So he's just giving you a shout-out from the other side, Lori. It's so funny. He's remembering your, inebriated success story in math class. Listen, I had to take a year of calculus in college, and I drank plenty, and I didn't do well. So, Lori...
I couldn't do it again.
But in any event,
I just have to add, I can't do math stoned sober.
Maybe we should start
imagine.
Drinking.
Seriously, I obviously need to drink more.
Okay.
Darius on the other end. No, you don't, Lise. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're okay. Drinking plenty.
Like one of our favorite memories.
Lori,
I got a test.
This guy who you kind of got your eyes on, I feel like he's not 100% free to commit. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
That's the downside. So there's some female attached to him in some way. It's either, it could be a girlfriend or somebody he's not completely ended with. So, keep your options open because the guy that you have your eyes on, I don't know. In a way, I feel like he's damaged goods or he's maybe that's not the best term.
There was two of them, actually.
Two of them who are damaged goods or two of them who've got women?
Two of them, the one that ended and then there's another one and he's kind of like something like you already described.
The dark hair?
Yeah.
So the dark hair, the good manners,
Yeah, he's kind of like that, yeah.
Okay, but this is the one that you kind of got your eyes on?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hang
in there
know.
And wait, because this could turn into something, All right. I'm just feeling like he's not 100% free.
Okay.
All right. But if this guy that you've got your eyes on meets that description that I gave you, first of all, I'm jealous. The guy I'm
well, maybe it's somebody else.
No. I mean, this guy is good looking. He's got, you know, nice European polished manners. Grab him. But no, I mean, you can't really grab him if he's got somebody else hanging on. But just that relationship doesn't seem strong. So just roll with it, Lori. And, you know, but just keep your options open. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And why, ever since I started talking with you, I'm hearing about a female with the N name, like Nancy or Natalie. Does this name mean anything to you? Is there a female who's deceased or living with an N name, Noreen, Nadine? All I'm trying to think of all the N names.
And you know, I can't think that quick right now.
All righty.
But
yeah. Just know that your cousin who died in that accidental way, the one who's calling you the math whiz, and Grandpa, they're definitely trying to help you with love because they both came in as soon as I started focusing on it. So your cousin has an interesting sense of humor.
Yeah, he does. Are they older cars, by the way?
Hold on. Let me go back. One, you know, I see him standing near cars, and they're kind of fuzzy, but one of them has a blue color, almost like a turquoise color. It almost looks like a 1950 Corvette, like 50s Corvette.
It might be see, he had Camaro in his backyard, two older.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, they also use symbols, Lori, so they might show me a 1957 Corvette to get me to, like, a 1960s Camaro. Like, we're going back to that time period. In other words, mm-hmm. he's not showing me a 1970s Lincoln Town car.
Yeah, I was just curious because, he had the cars in his yard. He may have fell by them.
Okay. Because as soon as I saw him, he was saying something, accidental death, and he was pointing to the cars. And for those of you listening, you can tell as a medium, it can be hard to understand when spirits are communicating with us what the heck they're talking about. Because I thought it literally meant a car accident. But you're saying he was into cars and he may have died near the cars. So that's why, you know, mediums, we will ask people if they can understand what we're saying. We will ask for some yes or no feedback just to get us in the right direction. Like your cousin said, well, who, you know, mentioned the math whiz, but he didn't really say much more than that, but you got it right away. So that's one of the things that happens as a medium. You know, it's a game of charades, and they love playing with us.
He's heavy on my heart.
Oh, he definitely is around you, and he's pointing, Lori, to something around your neck. Do you wear a necklace that is of significance to you? I mean, it's something that you wear all the time. I don't know if it's a religious medal or it's something like something, an heirloom, or somebody in the family gave it to you, and you touch the necklace a lot. He knows that you touch the necklace a lot, and you think of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a heart, and it got a cross on it.
Oh, okay. Yes, he knows about the necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have loads of necklaces, but I switch them up every day. I don't have, like, a standard necklace that I wear all the time, but he's talking about...
You're right. I'm sorry to cut you. No,
go ahead.
I just start wearing it about a week, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting, because he knows that you're wearing it.
Yes. Cool.
Okay, Lori. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's so cool. I love when you get stuff like that about a necklace. When my mom died, I remember I had a psychic on, because I don't know how you are, but I can't talk to my own dead mother. I can only talk to other people's dead parents. I don't really have that for some reason, but... I went and talked to a psychic afterwards that I really trusted, and she was talking about my dad and how he was holding on to this necklace or this piece of jewelry of my mom.
Did it have pearls in it?
It had diamonds in it.
Oh, okay.
And pearl is my birthstone, so she used to give me a lot of pearl jewelry. So
okay, I'm seeing pearls galore as you're telling me this story, so go ahead.
Yeah, she's everything used to be in pearls. For everything I got
was
pearls.
Okay.
I never really liked Pearl, so it was always like, I was like, really? But anyway, the psychic was saying that, you know, my dad, because I was so worried about my dad and how he was going to handle my mom's death, because it was very sudden and unexpected. And anyway, the next day I said to my dad, what is she talking about a piece of jewelry that you won't let go of? And he's like, oh my God, Lisa, I've been holding on to that heart necklace that she wore every day for like 2 days. I just hold on to it all the time. I just love when people can pick up on that kind of stuff. That just blew my mind. I was just like, are you kidding, Dad? He's like, no, I swear to God, it's so bizarre. It's so cool because, you know, for me, jewelry is very personal. It always has an emotion attached to it. I mean, I have my costume stuff, don't get me wrong. But all my good pieces, I have an emotional attachment to. It's a weird thing. I don't know why. So, like, that she hit on jewelry right away and that, you know, this was a really, my mom was the same way. She had emotional attachments to her jewelry. It was just bizarre. It was so cool. I love hearing stories like that. That's really awesome.
Well, the spirits will point out that they see you wearing it or they know that you're having it now. You know, like in Lori's case, the cousin was mentioning the necklace. What's significant is she just started wearing it a week ago. That's what I find interesting about the story, is that this was his way of saying, I see you, Lori. I see what's going on in your life. I saw that you put that necklace on and you've been wearing it for a week now.
And I'm watching you. I'm watching over you. Right. I know what's going on currently in your life. And also I think that for me, I noticed that sometimes I think spirits give us information during a reading because it's almost like they want to verify or confirm that you really are talking with them, you know, for the other person. Like they're trying to give you stuff that will make the other person say, oh my God, that's him or that's her.
Right.
You know? And so they don't have any doubt whether you're talking to the right person or not. Because I get some of the most bizarre stuff. And sometimes I'm embarrassed to say it, you know, like sometimes it's like, oh
yeah,
my God.
I know what you're talking about. But you say it, and nine times out of ten, the person gets it. It may sound totally crazy to you,
right.
But the person for whom you're doing the reading, it means a lot.
Yeah, and the funny part is when that happens for me, a lot of times somebody, you know, like the person that I'm reading for, their mouth will drop, like their jaw drops. You know, they're like, how would you know that? And I'm like, oh my God, I wrestled with whether I was going to say this for like, you know, the last 5 minutes. And here it is, like probably the most significant thing I've said through the entire reading so far. And it's something I'm like, I can't say that. That's embarrassing. I can't say that. You can't ask me to say that. And I'm having this little dialogue in my head. Anyway.
Well, I was at an event in New York City. I was kind of doing gallery readings. And so there were about 30 people in the room. And this spirit comes through, this male, and he says, you know, I have a message for my cousin. She's sitting in the room. So I started telling the room this. I said, I've got this guy here, and he's telling me he's from Pennsylvania, and he's talking about the amusement park. And this one woman raises her hand. She says, I know who that is. That's my cousin. We're from Pennsylvania, and our family owned an amusement park. And so then I hear the dead cousin saying, kiss my ass.
Oh my God.
So now I'm standing in front of 30, 35 people, and I'm saying, oh, my gosh, should I repeat this?
I know,
And this is a spirit saying, kiss my ass. Okay, so I said to this woman, listen, I'm just going to tell you what your dead cousin is saying, okay? He's pointing to his rear end, and he's saying, kiss my ass. And she burst out laughing. I didn't know if it was an insult or not. Okay.
Right.
She laughed so hard. She said that was his saying. He would say that all the time.
Oh my God.
And so she fell over laughing and thought this was the funniest thing. She said it would figure that he would come through saying something like that. So yeah, you know, I have my moments where I say, do I really want to repeat this?
I know. It happens to me. It happens to me probably, I don't know, maybe one out of every 10 or 12 readings. But, you know, so it's not like it's a lot, but it's still like, I mean, it's very personal. And like, I don't mind the swear words. I'll say the swear words. But like something like that, like kiss my ass, I'd be like, are you trying to be mean to her?
What I thought at first, but then I said, well, I'm just going to repeat it. But I've had several times, Lisa, this hasn't happened a lot, but I've had a number of, I've done a number of readings, maybe, golly, over the years, maybe four or five of them, where I've heard that the person for whom I'm doing the reading is thinking about committing suicide.
yeah.
And that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Because then I feel obligated to tell the client what I'm hearing. And I've said to these people, I hear that you're thinking about committing suicide.
Right.
And every single one of them has said yes.
You know, and that's hard. The thing I found the hardest are the people who have lost children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very common for them to come to a medium, a psychic, and want to know that their child is okay. But even when they're adult children, it's still not natural. And being the mother of adult children, it's a place that's so hard for me to go emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a really hard time with that. But,
yeah.
You know, I think we're right. I think like what you were saying about suicide, I think you're right to say it because you know what you're doing? You're probably making a difference in that. They probably won't do it. Not that they necessarily would have. Lots of people think about suicide and don't ever do it.
Right.
But, you know, still to be able to say, hey, they know you're thinking this. Stop. Stop doing that, you know?
Right. Well, especially if it's a loved one from the other side saying don't commit suicide. It's not Jennifer telling them not to do it. It's their loved one. It's their deceased spouse or their deceased mom saying, listen, I know you're going through a really hard time right now, and you're thinking about ending your life, and it's not worth it. And the gratifying thing, Lisa, is I've done readings for a long time now, and some of the people who I mentioned this to, I said, you know, I hear that you're thinking about committing suicide from your dead mother. Their lives have turned around so dramatically, and now they're so happy and things are going so well for them. So that's one of the really gratifying things about doing this kind of work, but also just about life in general. You know, the Taoists believe that nothing lasts forever, meaning no bad times last forever.
Right.
So even if you're going through a really, really rough, bad, stinky patch, that's
temporary.
What it's going to be, a patch.
Yeah.
It's like night turns to day. It's like winter turns to summer. You know, these situations are not going to last forever. So even if you're in the forest, deep in the forest, and you don't see any way out, there is going to be an end to the darkness. You are going to get out of it. So, you know, those are kind of some intense readings to do when a spirit is coming through saying that this person is thinking about killing themselves.
Yeah, it's got, I mean, I've had maybe in my entire career one or two of those. I remember one specifically, but it's hard to believe that there weren't at least two. I'm not really sure, though, and it's really hard because, you know, you're trying to broach the subject. Like, I'm trying to broach the subject so softly and so unintrusively, but it's such a personal thing, and that's what I'm saying about all of this stuff is sometimes the messages are so personal. But you know, and I have people that come to me for readings and are like, well, don't read my mind. I'm like, dude, I don't read minds. That's not what I do.
I don't either.
Like, I don't read minds. I'm just gonna tell you.
I don't know
you,
how.
But, yeah, I wish. I don't wish that.
I don't want to know.
No. I got enough problems with what I'm thinking.
That's right. Absolutely.
So I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know. I think that people misunderstand a lot about, you know, what we're able to do. Don't read my mind. Okay, that's not going to happen. No problem. That's not a skill.
I'm not going to turn you into a toad either. So chill out.
Exactly. Although every once in a while, I wish I had the ability to throw
I'm telling you.
Or to like on
these
have the vacuum cleaner run on its own. Although my Roomba kind of does that, you know, I love my Roomba. But you know, like remember on Bewitched and like Samantha would just like make the house clean itself and stuff. That'd be cool.
Yes.
That'd be
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely.
Like that. I'd like that. That would be cool. All right, let's get a couple more readings in before we got to close it up here because we're getting
that Eagles game is starting up.
Yeah.
Where are they playing tonight?
I've got people down. I don't even know. Daria will. Daria, tell me in chat. Who are they playing? Daria, tell me who they are playing. Daria, tell me who are they. She knows this stuff. I don't keep up with it. She's a much bigger sports person than I am. Oh, it's the Cowboys. Holy crap. I hate the Cowboys.
All the more reason to watch.
Yeah, we'll see. The Phillies. Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys have this, like, huge, like,
grudge.
relationship. Yeah, so it's this is a big game. They just played the Cowboys. How's that possible? Anyway, yeah, and I've got a house full of people downstairs waiting for me. So are you there? The rivals.
I'm sorry,
that's
I had to come in really quick.
Yeah, no, that's
there's
right.
There's rivals, and this game is hugely important tonight. So I just had to throw that in there.
Well, that's good. Thanks, Daria, because I didn't even know who they were playing. And I guarantee you my husband told me at least 6 times today, and that's how much I listen to what he says. How horrible is that? I don't listen. I yell at him for not listening, but I don't listen to him. He starts talking sports, and all I hear is blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. All right, so let's try and get a couple more readings in before we got to end this. We're not playing commercials tonight because we're trying to actually, yeah, we're going to try and get as many people in as we can, but we only have time for a couple more brief ones. So everybody, again, have your question ready and be really super, super fast and be really, really, really willing to only ask one question. No follow-up questions. We don't have time. All right, I'm going to go to, Ibitar, is that right? Ibit. Oh, I don't know if that's right. Is that right, Ibitar?
That's right. Hello, ladies.
Oh. Yay!
Hi.
Okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm really enjoying the show today.
Oh, thank you.
My question is about my new career and my new. It seems like my new career is kind of culminating with my new. I don't think my gifts are new, but they're really, really coming forth. And I wanted to know what you were picking up in reference to me starting, making money in this new career of mine.
Is this health related? Is this healing?
Yeah, holistic health.
Okay,
and healing.
Yeah, because I'm hearing something about you being a healer or healing people. And, of course, that can mean holistic healing, could be nursing, but you already explained to us what it is. Okay, Ibitar, let's just see what happens here. Actually, this is very interesting. Wow, I like what I see. They say she's going to hang out her shingle, like she's going to end up having her own business doing this. I feel like you're better off doing this on the side for a while. Are you doing this and working another day job?
No, I'm not working right now.
Okay,
I've been in school. Yeah.
Okay, because I have to be honest, Ibitar, I feel like it would be wisest to just get something, any kind of day job, just to get some bucks rolling in, and start doing this on the side. But it builds, and I feel like you end up doing this full time. Okay, the message that I get is that it may take longer than you might expect, though, for this to support you full time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm not worried about the money aspect because I'm taking care of.
Okay.
You know, my finances are taken care of. I was just wondering about new opportunities coming along.
See what they say. There may be some kind of opportunity coming your way, and maybe this has already happened, because sometimes I can't tell the difference between the recent past, the present, and the near future, Ibitar. But I see you doing something associated with traditional medicine, which really, in a way, doesn't make sense. Has there been any doctor's office or physical therapist or a chiropractor or somebody who would be considered more traditional medicine who has asked you to do work with him or her or share office space?
No.
Okay. Are you going to be doing a lot with nutrition?
That's part of it, yeah.
Yes, because the nutrition part of this, Ibitar, comes in very strongly. So in other words, let's just say you've got, I'm just going to use this as an example, a local chiropractor who may say to you, hey, Ibitar, why don't you, join me in my space and you can help work on nutrition with my patients. Okay, so there is this feeling of you actually teaming up with somebody who would really be considered to be more from the traditional realm, okay? Mm. But this is not all that you do, okay? I feel
right.
Like you're working with this person, but there's another gig, maybe gig isn't the best choice of words, another opportunity that seems to come along with cancer patients or people who are very ill. Have you been thinking about helping the terminally ill or people who've got some really rough diseases?
Well, it came up one time in a meeting about hospice.
Yes. Okay, because I feel like you would be very gifted in that area as well. So there may be an opportunity coming in addition to this traditional medicine guy or gal, some kind of hospice situation where you're working with people who are, you know, pretty sick. So you're not seeming to me to be short on opportunities, okay? As long as you're financially okay, then you can afford to, you know, let these new things kind of develop and grow, okay? I think you're going to do fine, actually. I think that you're going to have you're going to be quite busy in operating in a couple of different capacities. One is maybe like a nutritional type of person at one of these doctor's offices, and then maybe doing the pure holistic stuff at a hospice. So good luck to you. It sounds great.
Can I ask you, are you picking up that in the area where I am or a different state?
Where you're going to be working?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out. By the way, is anybody from Tennessee? Or the border of Tennessee? Do you have any relatives from Tennessee?
I don't. My ex-husband has relatives from Tennessee.
Oh. Because there's somebody coming through from the other side and saying, I'm from Tennessee. This may be somebody from, even though he's your ex, somebody deceased.
Mm-hmm.
I think, is your ex's father gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see if you're staying where you are with this career. Okay, he's talking about the state line. Do you currently live or work on near a state boundary with another state?
But in Arizona, there's something like that in Arizona.
Okay, where are you now? What state are you now?
I'm in Colorado now.
Okay, so you're not near a state border, are you?
No.
Okay. Because when I ask about where you're going to be working, they keep saying by the state border, by the state border. So you may actually be traveling for this job or you may be moving for it. So you may not move out of the state where you are, but you may have to work closer to the state border. And I have no idea how far that is from you. Of course, Colorado has, you know, borders a couple of different states there. But there's just like a lot of action near a state border.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't
like
know if that answers your question or not.
It sounds like Arizona. That's what it
sounds
like.
How far are
you
from Arizona?
Well, Colorado is not that far from Arizona. I think we're closer to California, and Arizona's maybe.
All right. But there's something about, I feel like I'm right on the state line, and there's some kind of opportunity there. Also, you may do spa work as well. You have a lot of opportunities, Ivatar. I mean, I don't think you're going to be suffering from a loss of or lack of opportunities. It really sounds very positive.
Okay. I'm going to be getting in touch with you. I'm going to email you.
Okay, please do. Yeah, jhmediumrare@gmail.com. And also my website is www.jenniferhicksmedium.com. So you could contact me either way, Ivatar.
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ivatar. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, everyone. Again, Jennifer's web address, her internet, her, you know, website, whatever. JenniferHicksMedium.com, JenniferHicksMedium.com, and you can find out more about her. We're going to take one more caller, and it's going to be a quick one, and we're going to go to Daria, because Daria has been putting up with screening all of my calls and for I don't know how long, and she absolutely loves Jennifer. So we got to put Daria on the phone with Jennifer. Hello, Daria.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, Jennifer, again.
Hi, Daria.
Before the show. Thank you so much, Lisa. Jennifer, I just wanted to get more clarification on if there's someone coming into my life for a relationship, a guy, a good guy, the long-term, rest of my life kind of guy, hopefully.
So. Let's see. I'm just focusing on this, Daria. Do you like lawyers?
Do I like what? Well, I have a brother who's a lawyer and a sister who's a lawyer.
because the person coming in may be an attorney. The love interest may be an attorney, or they may be somehow associated with the legal field. Now, because your brother and sister are attorneys, it's quite possible that this person is an introduction from one of them, okay? But I don't know if that's really it. I think that this person may be a lawyer, or sometimes when I get this legal vibe, Daria, it could mean that the person works for the government. So maybe they're not an attorney. They could be an FBI agent, or they may work in immigration or something like this. But I'm just getting this very strong legal, governmental vibe with this guy. Let's see when and all the juicy details.
I just want to say that I think the FBI thing would be kind of hot. I just do.
Although I know women who've been married to FBI agents, and it's not as fabulous as you might think.
Oh, yeah, but did you ever watch Criminal Minds? Those guys are so hot, Derek.
Yeah, well, they're always hot on TV shows. And actually, they are good-looking in real life. I can attest to that. And they're very well-dressed, and they're very well-mannered.
Yeah.
But, I knew a woman who was married to an FBI agent. He would disappear for weeks at a time, and, you know, she never knew where he was because he was undercover. And his boss would call and say, "Don't worry, he's safe, he's alive." "Well, where is he?" "I can't tell you." And then she was left at home for weeks on end with screaming kids, never knowing when the husband was going to come back. So, you know, it's one of those things that sounds glamorous, but you may not be happy with it if it really happens.
I think I just watched too much Criminal Minds, and I think I have a huge crush on Derek.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is, though, I feel like this guy has, like, a legal or governmental type feeling to him. And you're in Florida, right?
Yes.
That's not a psychic hit. I remember Lisa saying that before. let's just see when this happens. Or if I could pull more in. This is just such a common initial. I'm getting a J as in John. It could also be a last name J, but this guy could have the initial J. But he feels like he's fun, even though he's a lawyer. He feels like he's fun.
I don't
feel like he's really anal, you know. I'm just getting the feeling that this guy could really, he's kind of loose. He's kind of fun and laid back for an attorney. Sorry for all you attorneys listening. I don't mean to be cruel, but you guys can be pretty intense. But, yeah, let's just see when he shows up. Oh, you're not going to like this, Daria. If I'm right about this, I think it could be closer to next summer.
Okay.
But if I'm right about this and this is the one, then you don't have to sweat this out any longer. Okay, now, here we go. Now I'm in an office, and it looks like the office of, a politician. You know what? This governmental vibe I'm getting, Daria, it could also mean if he's not an attorney, he could be, he could be a politician. He could be a mayor. He could be a councilman. He could be an assistant to a senator or a congressman. He seems to have some kind of connection to a political party or a political person. Okay?
Okay.
So pay attention to somebody who fits this description. I feel like we're talking about next summer. Now, I mean, of course, it's usually warm in Florida, much warmer than it is here. But if I feel like it's warm out when this happens. Of course, it would be if it's summer down in Florida. It ought to be sweltering. And I see people on what looks like a party boat it's not a small boat. It's not a small boat like a fishing boat. Like a boat that can fit quite a few people on there for dinner and drinks and dancing, okay? So there may be some kind of event, a party, a charitable event, where you might meet him or bump into him, okay? Now, listen, I know that, you know, Florida has the East Coast and the West Coast, but I feel like I'm right on the beach. Now, are you on the beach? Do you live?
I'm three blocks away from the beach.
Oh, good. Okay, because, you know, sometimes with people, they're right smack dab in the middle of Florida, the middle of the state, and they're not near the beach. Because I feel like you are literally meeting him on the beach or on a dock or on a boat. There's a very strong water, marine type of vibe here. So, yeah, I think you are going to meet somebody, and this could be something very serious.
Good. Okay.
All righty.
So I'm glad to know that he's here. That's good, because I'm a warm weather person. So.
Yeah. No, you don't have to go to, you know, Buffalo, New York.
Awesome. That's good.
Yay, there, finally. It's about damn time.
Yeah, and I'm glad it's in person because I'm tired with the whole internet thing. I know it works well for some people, but I'm just sick of that.
Yet to talk to a client who's had luck with the internet. I mean, this is what you hear as a psychic, the horror stories of the internet dating.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Lisa, do you mind if I make an announcement?
Oh, please, absolutely.
I just want to tell everybody, if you're in the New York City area, I am going to start doing gallery type, you know, John Edward type gallery readings. If you don't know what a gallery reading is, John Edward is really the one who coined this phrase. This is when you're in a, you know, a group environment with like 40, 50 people sitting in the audience. I've only done this a couple of times before, like that Kiss My Ass story I was telling before. But I'm going to be doing them more in the New York area. And on Sunday, January 11th, I'm going to be working with a very gifted medium and friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Rahm Weber. And we're going to be doing a gallery type event at the Quest Bookshop. And this is on the Upper East Side of New York City, 240 East 53rd Street. So it's going to be Sunday, January 11th, and the doors are going to open at 12:30. And so from 1 to 3, Rahm and I are going to talk about mediumship. You know, what it's like behind the scenes, how we perceive information, what goes on in our minds. And it's also going to teach people about how they can pick up on their spirit friends and loved ones as well. And then we're going to be opening up the floor and we're going to be doing psychic readings for people in the audience. So if you're in the New York City area and you want to learn from two experienced mediums and then have us read for the entire audience, that's what we will be doing on January 11th. And if you want to check that out, I'll give you the website. It's www.communicationsinspirit.com. It's not on my website yet. I have to have my website designer put a link on there yet. So nothing is on my site yet, but you can go to www.communicationsinspirit.com. And then later on tonight or tomorrow, I'll post this information on my Facebook page. So you guys, if you're in the New York area, would love for you to come by and join us.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you know what? If you're anywhere in the Northeast area, it's really pretty simple to get to New York by train. So, you know, even I, and I'm in like, I can think of a lot of dirty things to say about it, but it's basically where the corn grows in west of Philadelphia, and I can get there in 2 hours. So, you know, it's not a hard commute. So everyone, it was communicationsinspirit.com?
Yeah, that's Rahm's website, the medium with whom I'll be working. So if you go to her website, you can find the link to this event. And like I said, I have to get my website designer to post this on my website. The thing is, Rahm and I just finished wrapping up the details on this. We just got the flyer done. And so I'm going to be, you know, putting it out there to my newsletter list. So if you want to go to my website, www.jenniferhicksmedium.com, and sign up for my newsletter, I'll be sending out a newsletter about it. And I hope Rahm and I get to continue to do more of these in the New York area, because it's going to be fun working with her. She's really very talented.
And it's really cool to be able to not only be having another psychic, and Daria just said in the chat room, she's pretty sure I interviewed Rahm last year, and I think she's right, but I have a really bad memory about all that stuff, but she's better at it than me. So I probably did, but I think she was really, really talented, and I think it's so cool that you can get two psychics together, because everybody's information comes through so differently. You know,
that's what we're going to be talking about. That's part of the talk, is how she perceives information and how I do. It's totally different.
Right. And the types of things that you pick up on and things, it is very different. And I think that's really cool to kind of double team, you know, because you'll be able to get a little bit of everything for everyone. So that's a great thing. That's a great thing if you're in the New York area or you can make it to the New York area easily on January 11th. Go to communicationsandspirit.com and visit and see where Jennifer and Rom are going to be on that day so that you can – are you guys selling tickets ahead of time?
We just started this. I mean, we just literally put the details on it. Yeah, the tickets are $35 in advance. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun afternoon. And, by the way, Quest Bookshop, East 53rd Street, ladies, okay. It's near Bloomingdale's. Bloomingdale's is 6 blocks away, just FYI.
They love that.
Make a day of it.
Happy Christmas sales. Come on.
True. Yeah, hit Bloomingdale's for the sales.
Who doesn't like Bloomingdale's on January 11th? Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Very cool.
That's so
really
true.
Cool. Yeah, so, yeah, that's awesome. So I think that's going to be a great event. I'll actually see, I actually may have a party that I'm doing that day, but if I don't, I'm going to try and make it up there, too.
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to meet you in person. Yeah, and if Rom and I, you know, we do well with this, and I think that we are, we'll probably be doing more of them in New York, so just stay posted.
Yeah, awesome. That would be great. So everybody, go to communicationsandspirit.com. Go to Jennifer's website, which is jennifer hicks medium.com, and you can find out more about Jennifer. You can make an appointment with Jennifer. She's awesome. She's so freaking dead on accurate, and y'all just should make an appointment with her, and that's all there is to it. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Darren.
And I really appreciate it. Seriously, we really loved having you back.
To come back, so let me know when you're ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Will do. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. So next week, when you want to get readings, call in about 6:45. The people that got on today called in early. So if you call in around 6:45 p.m. Eastern time, we will screen you early and we will get you on the air. It's so much easier if you call in early because we do try and do them in order. So everybody that's still hanging in there listening, that's the top secret for this evening. Call in about 6:45 p.m. Eastern next Sunday and we will try real hard to get you on the air. So thank you, everyone, for listening so much. Next up on Right Stream Radio is tomorrow at 1 p.m. We have Military Monday with John D. Gresham. And then we'll be back, Derry and I will be back on Thursday with Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. And then again, another psychic reading session this coming Sunday on the Right Stream Network at 7 p.m. Eastern. So tune into all that. Follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/LisaTarvis. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lisa Tarvis. And just go to our website. Go to my website, LisaTarvis.com. And we'll talk to you all next week. Thanks so much for being a part of the show and for listening. And I'm going to go hopefully watch the Eagles kick the Dallas Cowboys' ass. Let's hope. Okay? Let's just hope for that. Thanks, everyone. Talk to you next week.